The Committee on Forestry is convening at FAO headquarters in Rome this week, starting today. The committee brings together heads of forest services and other senior government officials to identify emerging policy and technical issues. FAO has also released the State of the World's Forest Report for 2014. Here to explain more about the report is Ewald Remensteiner. He is a senior forestry officer with FAO in Rome. Mr. Remensteiner, hello.
Hello.
What evidence is there that forests contribute to sustainable development and a greener economy?
Well, there's a lot of evidence, and at least we in the forestry world believe that we have so much evidence. But then if you look closer, a lot of this evidence is scattered. So one of the aims of that report was to bring the scattered information together and link it more directly and closely to the benefits. The socioeconomic benefits can be direct benefits, very basic ones like shelter, like food, water, and energy. It can be safety aspects like prevention of disasters like avalanches, floods, and it can also be more intangible ones like the sense of belonging to a place or the aesthetic beauty of hills that are forested around cities. There's around 1.3 billion people that more or less have a roof over their heads that has to do with forest products. That's around 20% of the world population. That's quite a bit. And it's certainly rather on the conservative range of the estimate. The same is with wood energy. Wood energy, you might guess now how many people cook with wood energy. We are talking about 2.4 plus billion of people that are affected. It's quite impressive how important wood energy is nowadays. There are other things that are quite important, because if you get income from working with trees or forests and forest products, you get income with which you can satisfy your basic or other needs. And here the specific aspects of the forest sector is possibly that a lot of it is in the informal economy. We place at around 41 million people compared to around 13 million in the formal sector. We tend to believe that the forest sector per se is green or contributing to green economy. That's not necessarily always true. If we exploit forests, then that was the end of the green economy. But wherever we manage to produce goods and services in a sustainable way, then certainly the forest sector is one of those sectors that has the most to contribute to green economy. And that goes from high-tech products in nanotechnology or medicine to basic needs like energy or shelter.
Why is there a lack of data around the forestry sectors?
Well, national statistical offices, they collect data from established firms. They do not pick up data on, say, things that are not traded or produced through firms, but through individual entrepreneurs that service local markets. And that concerns many people that collect firewood, for instance, and sell some of it on the market, or make charcoal and sell some of it on the market, or berries or fruits or bushmeat. A lot of the economy is driven by those things, especially in rural areas. But none of the national statistical offices would ever pick that up, because if this is not a bigger established firm with a minimum of, say, 20 or more employees, all of them formally employed, it would not fall into the frame of the statistical design to collect data on that.
And if policies are derived from this statistical information, if it doesn't exist, what does that say about the current policies of the forestry sector?
One of the things that the forest policymakers and the forest sector very frequently complains about is the ignorance of the sector in terms of budget allocation by central governments or ministers of finance, or say recognition in the national development strategies and goals. And despite all efforts, the sector was not yet, say, strong enough to come forward with those figures to have changed that.
So what are FAO's recommendations?
There is a bias towards the natural resource, and there is a lack of thinking in terms of the people and how to reach them with the policies. And that's a good indication. In 10 years' time, if there are more figures on the households to reach with benefits, then I think the policies go in the right direction if they want to provide benefits to people. The second is possibly to take up a few areas that have not or not sufficiently addressed. So we have touched on one, that is the informal economy. There is just no way forward than not ignoring it. And working through producer organizations and supporting them is a good way of connecting to people who work in the informal economy. There is also a lot of waste from the, say, harvesting to the final product that needs to be cut down in order to save on material. So it's also an issue in the food security area. We do have a similar issue. And there are a few other things that I think would be useful to address. And the last point, possibly, is that there needs to be quite an effort of getting beyond intentions in terms of what is written in policies and programs. A lot that people care, it is just bundling those voices to make a case is a challenge. After all, both the ministries that plan and the politicians that lead them, they are concerned about their people and about a lot of the basic needs that forests have a major contribution to. To conclude, it's important to make concrete cases and to knock on the doors of those that should hear.